quick tour of the most often used windows.
Let's take a look at some of the windows that you're going to encounter the most often. We spent a ton of time in the track control panel in the last segment, but I want to start there again just to show you a couple of super useful things. First of all, shortcut help mode. Anywhere in the TCP, hit F12.
Shortcut help on.
And when this is turned on, you can poke at keys, hear what they do, but the actions won't actually execute, so you won't break anything. Let's start off by testing how some of the shortcut keys that we learned in the previous segment are reported. So, up arrow.
Track, go to previous track.
Down arrow.
Track, go to next track.
F5.
Track, mute slash unmute tracks.
Alt or Option F5.
Track, unmute all tracks.
Control Shift or Command Shift F5.
Asara, report muted tracks.
What about the space bar?
Transport, play slash stop.
Control space?
Transport, play slash pause.
Okay, so you might be picking up there that the screen reader announces the action category, which will be something like track or transport or Asara if it's an action that is specific to Asara, and then it speaks the action name. I'd highly recommend paying close attention to the language that's being used in these action names. It will set you up to be much more productive when you get more advanced and you want to dive into Reaper's actions list to find the actions that suit your workflow the best, because there are thousands of them to sort through. Let's introduce some new keystrokes, shall we? What about Alt up?
Track, nudge track volume up.
Alt down?
Track, nudge track volume down.
Alt left?
Track, nudge track pan left.
Alt right?
Track, nudge, track, pan, right.
So track volume is on alt up and down, track pan is on alt left and right. That would be option up and down and option left and right over on the Mac. What about if I switch modifiers? If I do control left.
Item navigation, select and move the previous item.
And if I do control right.
Item navigation, select and move the next item.
Track-based actions tend to use the alt modifier or option modifier over on the Mac. Item-based actions tend to use the control modifier or command modifier over on the Mac. It's not 100% foolproof yet. There are still some areas of the key map that we need to tidy up, but this is the direction that we're moving in now. And in general, it's a rule of thumb that won't let you down too often. I'm going to turn shortcut help mode off now by hitting F12 again.
Shortcut help off.
And let's have a look at context menus. If I move to a track.
Two vocal one item.
And hit the applications key on Windows or Control 1 on the numeric row over on the Mac, I get the first context menu for the track that I've just moved to.
Context menu.
And in here, we've got options related to monitoring.
Monitor input check M. Monitor input tape auto style M.
If I go down a bunch of times, we'll get to things like inputs.
Record input mono check sub menu I input stereo sub menu I input MIDI sub menu I
etc. Can hit escape to come out of here.
Unsaved project.
There's also a second context menu for some things that you'll move to. Tracks happen to be one of those things. On Windows, it's control applications to get to the second context menu. On the Mac, it's Control 2 on the numeric row.
Context menu.
So we've still got options related to tracks in here, but a different set of options. Let's have a look at a few of them.
Insert new track I. Insert new track at end of track list CTRL plus Alt plus TI.
There's that action I mentioned earlier.
Insert virtual instrument on new track CTRL plus Insert I.
Escape to come out of here.
Unsaved project.
And lastly, some things have a third context menu. Tracks also happen to be one of those things. On Windows, Alt applications will get you the third context menu. Over on the Mac, you guessed it, Control 3 on the numeric row.
Context menu.
And in here are all of your options pertaining to routing, sends, receives, outputs, etc.
Master send, check M. Send submenu S.
If I wanted to create a send, I'd just expand this submenu with the right arrow.
Adjust I slash O parameters, right click on volume fader A.
Go down one.
Track 1, guitar T.
And hit enter on that, which I'm not going to do, because it would cause havoc in this project. But as you can see, it's pretty easy to configure. So, escape once to come out of the send submenu.
Send submenu list.
Escape again to get me back into the track control panel.
Unsaved project Reaper v6.1.
And last thing on context menus, let's just do a quick illustration of how important context sensitivity is. Those are the three context menus for the track. If I do control right arrow to select an item instead.
One vocal entitled MIDI item.
And hit the applications key.
Context menu.
I've got a different context menu with options pertaining to items like these.
Item settings submenu I. Heal splits an item CTRL plus HH.
Escape again to get out of here.
Unsaved project Reaper.
So does everything have three context menus? Well, let's find out. If I do control applications on the item for the second context menu, nothing. All applications for the third context menu, nada. Okay, there's really no general rule of thumb for knowing how many context menus something has available. You just have to poke around and find out. There's also an expansive menu system, which we're not going to cover here, but it's totally standard on both platforms. So hitting Alt gets you to the menu bar on Windows. Hitting Voice over M will get you to the menu bar on Mac. I'm sure you know what you're doing from there. Let's move on to have a look at some other windows. The first one I want to show you is the Asara configuration dialog, which is only small, but it gives you some useful options to configure verbosity, or in other words, how chatty the screen reader is going to be while you're working away in Reaper. I'm going to go into the Asara configuration dialog by hitting Control F12 on Windows. That will be Command F12 on the Mac.
Asara configuration dialog. Report position when scrubbing checkbox not checked. Alt plus S.
So this first checkbox is checked by default. It reports the position when you're scrubbing. I've turned mine off because when I'm scrubbing, I want to listen to the audio that I'm scrubbing through, not my screen reader jabbering away telling me where I am in the beat. I'm going to hit Tab to move to the next control.
Report effects when moving to tracks slash takes checkbox checked. Alt plus F.
This one will report whether you've got any effects instantiated on a track or item when you move to them. It's unchecked by default. I've got mine checked because I like to know that stuff. Tab.
Report transport state. Play record. Check. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus T.
This one reports transport state. Again, checked by default. If you find it annoying that Reaper says play every time you hit play, or pause every time you hit pause, or record every time you hit record, come in here, turn it off like I have.
Report MIDI notes in MIDI editor. Checkbox checked. Alt plus N.
And report MIDI notes in MIDI editor. I always keep this one checked. That's it for this dialog. The next control is
OK button, Alt plus O.
The OK button.
Unsaved project Reaper V6.
Next up, let's have a look at Reaper's preferences dialog, which is humongous. So we're just going to do a very cursory exploration. I'm going to go there by hitting Control P on Windows. That'd be Command P on the Mac.
Reaper preferences dialog, general.
So I've landed in a category selector. Essentially, it's a tree view. Up and down arrows will move me through the categories.
Level 1, paths 1 of 2. Keyboard slash multi-touch 2 of 2, level 0 project expanded 2 of 9.
So once I've chosen a category, on the Windows side, I tab into those preferences. On the Mac side, you'd use voiceover navigation to get yourself into the preferences proper. I'm going to hit K and jump back to the keyboard slash multi-touch category because there's a very important preference in here, which isn't checked by default, and you're definitely going to want to turn it on.
Keyboard slash multi-touch 2 of 2 level 1.
Banging away on tab till I find what I'm looking for.
Edit. Find. OK. Cancel. Proc. Omit. Use. Alter. Prevent. Alt. Allow space key to be used for navigation in various windows. Checkbox checked. Allows the space key to be used for checkboxes slash at in various windows including the media item properties.
This one. Allow space to be used for navigation in various windows. It's unchecked by default. You're almost certainly going to want to turn that on. Otherwise, space doesn't work to check or uncheck checkboxes, etc. Let's just have a quick run through these other categories and I'll point out some of the useful ones. So shift-tabbing a bunch to get back to the category selector.
Prevent use commit keyboard can't OK button find button edit blank preview keyboard slash multi-touch 2 of 2 level 1.
Okay, we're back. Device category.
Device 1 of 9 level 1.
Is where you would configure options related to your audio interface. Just below this you've got
MIDI devices 2 of 9 level 1.
MIDI devices. Let's quickly tab into this one and have a look.
Edit, find, OK, cancel, property, add joystick MIDI, list 1, list enable the MIDI input devices you wish to use by right clicking on the device name and selecting enable input.
Okay, helpful. It told us to right click. So I would select a MIDI port. For the purposes of this demonstration, I'm just going to arrow down until I find one that's disabled.
3 UI complete control dot 1, mode, less disabled, greater, ID 3406.
And thanks to a bit of Asara hackery on Windows, we can hit applications key here to get a context menu. On the Mac side, you'll need to root your mouse and right click.
Context menu, configure input, input ID submenu I, forget device unavailable F, enable input E.
I'd hit enter on that if I wanted to use this port, but I don't, so I'm going to hit escape.
Reaper preferences dialog.
And I can hit enter pretty much anywhere in the preferences screen to click OK and save my settings.
Unsaved project Reaper V6.
Voila, we're back in the TCP. Last one for now, I'm going to show you the Asara parameters window, which is where you can go to get a productive, accessible interface to adjust the parameters for effects or plugins that you might put on a track or item. For this example, I'm going to whip up a quick track.
Track name edit.
Call it parameters example.
Main.
And I'm going to hit F to open the effects chain for this track.
Add effects to track 1 parameters example dialog.
I'm going to type re-x-comp into the effects filter and hit enter to load Reaper's stock multiband compressor.
Effects, drag one parameters, example dialog.
So I land in the effects window. I don't want to be in here. I'm going to do escape to get back to the track control panel.
Unsaved track.
Going to do control shift space just to quickly check that my track is still in focus.
One parameters, example.
Yes, it is. So now I can hit the P key. P for parameters.
Effects parameters dialog. Parameter combo box 1 fret 1 collapsed.
So I've landed in a list of parameters that I can adjust. You just heard MVDA say 1 FREC, as in band 1 FREQ for frequency. We'll explore these parameters in more detail in a second. I just need to pause for a second and point out something that's going to be really important for the Mac folks. When you're in this window, voiceover commands do not work to interact with the sliders. Hopefully, we'll have a resolution for this in the future, but right now, the dialog is one big hack to get it working on the Mac side. So stick to the Windows conventions for navigating that I'm just about to lay out, and you'll still be able to get plenty of good stuff done. Okay, let's explore this dialog. So right now, I'm at the top of a list of parameters. Down arrow will move me down the list. And all of these controls have got the number 1 before them, so I'm guessing they are for the first band of compression. If I keep going down, aha, controls that start with the number 2, so now we're onto the second band of parameters. If you need to move through more parameters at a time, page up or page down will do that for you. For example, we are focused on parameter number
14.
If I hit page down from here,
for release 43,
we jump all the way down to 43. Home or end will get us to the top and bottom of the list, respectively. Here's home.
1 fret, 1.
Here's end.
Wet, 50.
How do we adjust the parameters? Well, right now I'm focused on the wet control. If I press tab from here,
value slider 100%,
it moves me to the actual slider. And the same navigation concepts apply. So down arrow for fine adjustments.
99%, 98%, 97%.
Page down or page up for slightly larger adjustments.
83%.
And home or end to get to the extreme ends.
0%, 100%.
And when you're happy with the setting, shift tab to get back to the list of parameters.
Parameter combo box wet, 50.
Where you can pick the next thing that you want to adjust. Now, you could spend a long time arrowing around in this dialogue trying to find the thing that you're looking for. So for situations where you already know what you want to see, Asara has implemented a filter, which will narrow down the amount of stuff that's being displayed. Shift-tab twice from the parameters list will get me there.
Close filter, edit, blank.
And let's say, for example, I want to look at what the frequency controls are currently set to for all 4 bands of this compressor. I've used this plugin a lot, so I happen to know that the only parameters that have the letter Q in them are these frequency controls that I'm interested in. So I'm just going to type Q into the filter. And if I tab twice to get back to the list of parameters,
low parameter, combo box 1 fret 1.
There's frequency for band 1, and I can tab to the slider and see that it's set to
value slider 200.0 Hz.
200 Hz. Shift tab back to the parameter list.
Parameter.
Down arrow to get to the next one.
2 fret.
There's the frequency for band 2.
Value slider 1000.0 Hz.
Which is set to 1K. Back to the parameters.
Parameter 3 fret.
Frequency for band 3, which is set to
value slider 5000.0 Hz.
5K. And final band.
Parameter 4 fret. Value slider 24000.0 Hz.
Is set to 24K. I've no idea why. And one more cool thing to show you. If I shift tab back to the filter.
Filter edit.
Let's say I wanted to tweak the ratio of band 3. So I'm going to type in ratio. I'm going to tab back to the parameters list.
Parameter.
I'm going to go to the ratio for band 3.
2 3 ratio 28.
Move to the slider with tab.
Value slider 2.001.
Turn that up a little bit. We'll page up.
2 3 4 5 6 7.721.
7.72 to 1. That's as good a setting as any. But now let's imagine that changing that ratio has made me realize, oh dear, I like the ratio, but I need to tweak other controls in band 3. Well, if I just shift tab 3 times,
close filter, edit.
If I backspace to remove ratio from the filter,
blank, selection removed.
Now when I tab back to the parameters list,
low parameter, combo box 3 ratio,
I'm still focused on the same control, but I've cleared the filter. So now I can use my arrow keys to fiddle around with the other controls on band 3.
3D, 3 attack.
What's the attack set to?
Value slider 15 ms.
15 milliseconds. Fair enough. And when I'm happy with my settings, I can hit enter or escape, doesn't matter which, anywhere in this window, to click the close button.
Unsaved project Reaper.
To land back in the track control panel, and my parameter adjustments have just been stored.